Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Today, we are having a look. It is finally that double blank game week 25 that I feel like we've been planning for since the restart in the Premier League on Boxing Day. Today, we're going to have a look at a free hit draft. Whether you're on free hit or not, which actually is probably less popular than maybe we've seen in previous seasons in the early blank game week that we have. Even if you're not on free hit, this will talk you through some of the optimal players that I think it is worth owning going into this blank slash double game week. Before we dive into it, if you have not already, make sure you like the video and are subscribed to Fantasy Football Scout. So diving into it, we've gone with Pickford in goal. We've got Ward in here just because I needed to save the money. It doesn't really matter who your backup goalkeeper is. It looks like Pickford's going to be absolutely fine. Pickford is the one that we've got in goal. Of course, a double game week for Everton. They have Arsenal and they have Aston Villa in there as well. I have gone with him because Everton was the double game week team that I didn't want enough of the other outfield players, so I went with him as the goalkeeper option. Now, under Sean Dyche, Everton have looked pretty good defensively. It looks like Burnley reincarnated over at Everton at the moment. We'll look at their defence in a minute as well, but I have gone with Pickford. Okay for saves, okay for bonus. He's also the cheapest at 4.4 million. Probably a good option for you to go and get this week as well. Now, moving into defence, before you go completely, Harry, why have you got triple Wolves defence in this free hit draft? Do not worry, you're only going to be playing one of them this week, but to fill up the bench, I thought, well, you may as well fill up the bench with double game week players rather than just having single game week players on your bench anyway, because I don't see that many single game week clean sheets anyway, so I just thought, oh, let's have the double game week players on the bench. So we do have triple Wolves in theory. Bueno would sit last on your bench, so you don't really need to worry about him. If you own him in your normal team, probably would be okay starting. I think we'll start one of the two in the double game. We can probably come on as a sub in the other. Kilman, probably also the one that's going to sit on your bench this week. He's going up in price. He's up to 4.4 million. He is nailed on. The attacking threat isn't there that much, but he's pretty good for bonus. The one I'd probably look to start is Dawson. The new signing, of course, came from West Ham. The goal threat is there for him, so he has that potential on top of the sort of standard clean sheet. Now, the double for them against Liverpool and Fulham isn't that great, so that's why I'm only looking to start one of them, despite there being three of them in this free hit draft. So Dawson would be looking to start. Now, elsewhere in the defence, I would be starting another Everton option in Tarkowski. Again, the way that Everton are playing at the moment, clean sheets are their number one priority. And if they're going to score goals, they're coming from set pieces. And practically every corner, McNeil just aims for Tarkowski pretty much at the back post every single time. So he is probably the best defender you can get outside of the Liverpool defence going into this week. Really like what he can offer at his very, very cheap price. Plus, they have some nice fixtures going forward. And under Dyche, we know they're going to be pretty good defensively as well. The final defender that we've got in here is Trent. Of course, the double for them of Wolves and Crystal Palace. Probably the nicest double that we do have this week. They have kept two clean sheets back to back. He has started picking up a few attacking returns as well. He is more expensive at 7.3, but when you're on the free hit, you are able to go and afford him. So yes, we have triple Wolves in here. You will be starting probably Dawson. You'd have Tarkowski and you'd have Trent as your three defenders on this free hit. Moving into midfield now. So it is a strong five-man midfield. Whether you start all of them is a bit up for debate once we see the forward line as well in here. So Odegaard and Saka are the two Arsenal midfielders that we've gone for. We also will have a striker in here, so don't worry, there will be that triple Arsenal in this one. It is a good double, of course. They have Everton and Leicester. It's probably a double that favours slightly more goals than maybe the defensive side, but maybe against Everton you could expect that to be a low scoring one. Odegaard looked back to his best in the second half of their game week 24 fixture. Saka, again, continues to get returns. So very happy with them. And I think anyone on free hit this week will be having those two as the sort of double Arsenal midfield that they're looking at. I wouldn't go Martinelli again just because of the rotation risk of minutes. And of course, Trossard falls into the same bucket. We've gone with McNeil again as the third Everton option. If you don't start him, he could sit first on your bench. It basically is, do you back McNeil in this team for his double game week, or do you want to play Mahrez in his single fixture against Bournemouth? Either of them, whichever one you don't start, is likely to be your first sub with the two Wolves defenders sat second and third on your bench. Now, I know I would put McNeil in this team and people would say, Harry, why have you got McNeil? So you've also got Mahrez in here. This squad has a strong eight attack where you basically need to pick either Riyad Mahrez or McNeil to be sit first on your bench, and it's completely up to you. Mahrez, I do expect to come back into that starting lineup for Manchester City because he was benched in game week 24 and they didn't pick up the full 3 points, of course, drawing 1-1 with Nottingham Forest. So Mahrez is in there as, again, first sub. If you want him, McNeil, you can also start. It's an okay double. He is on a lot of those set pieces. So again, crossing into Tarkowski, if you think he's a good option, then in theory, you're thinking McNeil is a pretty good option as well, taking a lot of the set pieces. And finally, in the midfield, it is the main man, the Mo Salah. About the only Liverpool attacker I expect to be very nailed to play both in the double. I do worry about the minutes of some of those other midfielders and the forwards as well. Likely to be the captain in this draft as well. Between Salah and Saka, but I do think I'd end up putting it on Mo Salah with the double, with the way Liverpool look to be bouncing back a little bit over the past couple of game weeks. Now, there is a lot of fixture congestion for Liverpool. They did, of course, have Newcastle, then the Champions League, and then the double coming in quick succession before Manchester United in game week 26. So there is that worry of rotation, but I do think Salah is the most likely to play both, and I do think he will play both in the double game week. And then finally, up front, Haaland does keep his place. So if you do start McNeil over Mahrez, Haaland is the only single game week player that does make it into this draft for double game week 25. I do still like him as an option. The ownership will still be really high, so I do still think it's not worth risking not owning going with Erling Haaland. Everyone else changes, but I do think it's still worth owning him this week. Then, of course, we have tripled up on both Liverpool and Arsenal as well with their good double game week. So Nketiah has come in, 6.8 million. He has missed a few chances, but it doesn't look like Jesus is going to be back. So Nketiah does lead the line, and he is getting chances. Eventually, he's got to score them. And finally, up front, we have got Darwin Nunez. Now, he's currently yellow flagged. Liverpool do play on Tuesday evening in the Champions League. Klopp has said there is a potential for him to play in that one. We don't 100% know if he's going to be available or not yet at time of recording, but I'd be pretty confident that he probably does end up being fit. If he doesn't, then you could easily downgrade him to Diego Jota, who likely fill his place. You could also go and sell Mahrez and go and get Gakpo in midfield. It's very easy to move around. You could also sell the likes of Bueno and go and put Robertson in there. So Darwin is easily move around if he doesn't end up being fit and available for that double in game week 25 that they do have. He is in the first choice Liverpool option. Again, I have mentioned there's a little bit of a worry of rotation for that Liverpool team. So exactly how nailed he is, I'm not 100% sure. And he's probably the one that I'm 50-50 on whether including. But if I was on a free hit, I do think I would go with Darwin. So this team would be a 3-4-3 pretty much going into this week. The bench, last on your bench would be Bueno, then Kilman. You'd also have, of course, Danny Ward on your bench, and then either Mahrez or McNeil, depending on how much you back double game week players or whether you want to go for Mahrez, who looks like he should come back into that Manchester City lineup, having played no minutes in game week 24 and Manchester City dropping points as well. Salah captain, Saka vice captain, and this is my game week 25 free hit draft. Let me know what you think. Would you change any of these players? Drop it all in the comment section down below. If you have not already, make sure to smash that like button. And if you enjoy FPL videos as well, go and check out my channel. Go and see what I'm doing with my team. Not playing my free hit, but what transfers I'm considering. -4, -8, both are on the cards as well in my transfer plans video. Thank you all so much for watching. Good luck in game week 25 when it does come around. And I'll be back again next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.